Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Raiders playing against the Vikings, but there are certain aspects of a team that you don't want to ruin. And Roger Craig said this a couple of days ago on Bonte Steine and Guru. And he said something that I feel adding a guy like Jalen Ramsey, it could not completely change it or do a 180, but it would affect it.
They have a great culture going on with having Jimmy G, having Richard Sherman, having Shanahan and Lynch, those kind of guys. They understand what it takes to go to that next level.
So Roger Craig mentioned that the 49ers culture is there and they just need to take that next step. And Jalen Ramsey, as talented as a player as he is, it doesn't seem like he'd improve the culture around there. He would have a guy like Richard Sherman, who is the leader of that defense. Would Jalen Ramsey want to be the second guy to that? Calais Campbell's that veteran over there in Jacksonville, but he hasn't been able to contain Jalen Ramsey. Could Richard Sherman? Probably, but also you got to look at where Jalen Ramsey's standing, and he's thinking, I'm a better cornerback than you. Why are you the one telling me what to do? I think that aspect we need to take into account as well. From the 831, I think about trading for Trent Williams. If they want to take a third and Witherspoon, I'd do it. Otherwise, it's not worth it. They're not going to take a third for Trent Williams. They're not going to take a third for that. At the very least, if you look at what OKC did with Paul George, you say, and they traded him to the Clippers, they at least got some pieces back that have them looking okay for the future, especially since Russell Westbrook's not there anymore. And I'm always comparing that to the NBA right now because we're seeing in the NFL what happens in the NBA, and Trent Williams is just not going to go for a third rounder and Akella Witherspoon. Keller Witherspoon still needs to do more in week two. It's kind of like Eric Armstead. They've had a great 2 weeks, but until they do it for an entire season, that's where you can think player or other teams would use them as trade pieces, but they wouldn't be like, yeah, Keller Witherspoon's going to make up for one of the best offensive tackles in the game. And Trent Williams, it doesn't look like that's going to be a possibility right now. They seem like they have faith in Staley coming back. If that's the reason why I don't want them trading for an offensive tackle like Trent Williams, because I would rather have I would rather have the coaches and the GM have confidence that Staley is going to be coming back. Because Staley, it's not just what he does as an offensive tackle. There are things behind the scenes that Staley does with that team that keep them together, like that Roger Craig 49ers culture he was talking about. He is part of that building of the 49ers culture. And so just taking that away from Staley, you're not just taking away an offensive tackle, you're taking away a leader of that team. And so I don't think it'd be worth it if just from a talent standpoint, because Trent Williams is a more talented tackle, but the intangibles that Joe Staley brings to that team, the stuff that you don't see on the field, what he brings off the field, it's a different story. So I think that the fact that Kyle Shanahan and John Lynch seem to have optimism that he'll be back within 6 to 8 weeks. I understand he broke his fibula, which is major, but it's not his tibia. And the tibia is your shin. If you want to think about breaking your tibia, just take a knock on your shin. Think about breaking that thing. Man, we're getting a lot of Trent Williams things. From the 831, I meant I would think about Trent Williams' trade. I'm not giving up a first for Ramsey. If we could trade a third and Witherspoon for Ramsey, I would do it. And from the 650, Vegas is the Raiders. You made no sense. Yeah, they're the team going to Las Vegas. And when he says he wants to play in Vegas, he knows the Raiders are going there. So, ipso facto, if he wants to go to Vegas, he is going to play for the Raiders. And I'm saying that just because he said Vegas, it doesn't mean he wants to play for the Raiders. Does that make sense? He wants to play in Vegas, and if the Raiders happen to be that team, okay, but it doesn't mean he wants to play specifically for the Raiders and John Gruden. He just wants to play in Vegas. That's what I'm trying to get. That's what I was trying to get at there. Sorry if I didn't make any sense to that. From the 707, I think the 49ers should send Washington the first-round pick, Dante Pettis, C.J. Beathard, and Solomon Thomas for Trent Williams and his second-round pick. Damn, 707. You really thought that through. You're giving away three different situations there. Damn. And they're not going to trade away C.J. Beathard. They're not going to trade away C.J. Beathard. Because if they would have, they would have done that already. If they were going to trade away C.J. Beathard. Right now, you're stashing him away as that third round or that third backup quarterback, because that third string quarterback, because, well, Kyle Shanahan loves him and he was his guy and they traded up for him. So C.J. Beathard, I don't think he's going to go anywhere. Solomon Thomas and Dante Pettis, it seems like Dante Pettis is a Kyle Shanahan guy too. I know that he hasn't performed and whatnot, but the fact that Kyle Shanahan's even been critical of him in his press conferences previously, that means that he thinks there's something there with Dante Pettis. From the 510, you're a dumb bleep. That's exactly what it means. Get off the airwaves, clown. He just said he wants to go to Vegas because of the taxes, clown. That's it. He didn't say, I want to play for John Gruden and the Raiders. He just said, I want to go to Vegas because there's no taxes. From the 707, NFL games are won and lost in the trenches. From the 650, do not trade for Ramsey. If it is not broken, do not fix it. Yeah, and Peter King spoke with Damon Ratto and Kolsky yesterday, and he mentioned this about Jalen Ramsey.
You have to really do some fact-finding on Jalen Ramsey, because at times he has been a disruptive guy. And if you trade for him, it's probably going to cost you something in the vicinity of, at best, a one and a two, and maybe two ones.
So you wouldn't only be mortgaging your future for this year, or if there's this upcoming year, but you'd also be doing it for the year after that as well. So you got to think about that. It's not even just this draft where you don't have a second round pick already. If you're a 49er fan, you'd be getting rid of a first round pick this year and a first round pick the next year. And in those 2 years, that's when hopefully Jimmy Garoppolo is fully healthy. They get the running back situation sorted out, which they seem to have figured out right now with Matt Breida, but also you never know with him. You're building that defensive line. You're building that defense up. I mean, getting rid of not only this year's first-round draft pick, but the next year's first-round draft pick too? I don't know if I could. That's just too risky. Just feels too risky for me. All right. Coming up next, Joe Lo and Dibs. Look, Bonte Steiny and Guru are going to be joined by Carl Yastrzemski. Need you to tune into that, because Mike Yastrzemski ended up hitting that home run at Fenway Park yesterday. I'm sure these guys will be hot on that. Thanks for joining me, everyone. I'll be back tomorrow, 5 to 6 a.m., right here on 95.7 The Game.
Hear Hall of Famer Terrell Owens every Tuesday at 8:30 a.m. with Jolo and Dibs on KGMZ FM at HD1 San Francisco, 95.7 The Game.
We're gonna play on and stand strong with Jolo and Dibs. Turn the game on, pump up the volume. It's time to play ball with Jolo.
All right, it's Wednesday. Time to turn our attention to the Pittsburgh Steelers. It's Joe, it's Lo, it's Dibs, it's 95.7 The Game. It is the single most football-dedicated radio program in the Bay Area. We have told you this from the beginning. We will continue to reinforce it. You will not find another radio show anywhere in the Bay Area that talks more football than this radio program. Great to have you with us today, Joe Starkey, co-host of the Cook and Joe Show on 93.7 The Fan in Pittsburgh. He's coming up in 30 minutes. He's got everything you need, right? What do we make of Mason Rudolph, the backup quarterback of the Pittsburgh Steelers, who will be taking over for Ben Roethlisberger? What's the mood like in Pittsburgh at 0-2? Is this team legit? Or are we facing a trap game of epic proportions? A little bit of hyperbole. I don't know about of epic proportions, but it sounded good in my head before I said it. He's coming up at 6:30. You'll have everything you need to know. Another chance to win breakfast with Baldy. That's at 8:15. Steve Mariucci, you've heard of him. He coached the 49ers. He's at 8:30. Cam Inman at 9:05. How's everybody feeling? How are we feeling today?
Feeling good.
You're standing. Are you injured?
No, not injured. Just settling in. Sometimes you got to stand, stretch it out. Got a little issue with the hamstring. So, you know, every morning low is different. It's like life's a bowl of chocolates. Sometimes you get the chocolate with the pecan or the cherry in the middle you don't really want. You got to roll with it.
Yeah, that old body, man, it's got a way of telling you a couple things.
Amen.
You know, keep living, Joe. You start just the little aches, the little twists and turns you start to do, and you're like, man, I used to didn't feel that way. But we're good. I'm excited.
We are not good. Look around the room. He's standing because he's in pain.
Yeah.
You are covered in sweat, and I have a bandage on my neck the size of Connecticut because I had a small cyst removed yesterday, and apparently the surgeon had stock in gauze, so she used all the gauze in the world. The removal took 10 minutes. The bandaging took an hour and a half. I'm walking around with this thing. I feel like it's bulletproof. It's so heavy.
You want to make sure you don't bleed out, Joe. So she just did a great job. Make sure you don't bleed out.
Yeah. Do you need a towel?
I have one.
I mean, geez.
That's how it goes. Towel on the inside first, and that's why he looks a little like the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man, because he goes towel on the inside, and eventually as he cools off, towel comes out.
You're pretty good, Daniel.
I've seen it now.
You are looking in game shape, though. I got to be honest. You're looking pretty jacked.
I'm getting there, Dibs. I'm getting there.
Joe, he's Dibs.
I know, but I'm Dibs is too. You know, you've been watching the workout, the transformation of the body. You've been, you know, it's inspired you to, you know, lose a little weight.
Dibs, you've been watching him work out, huh?
I haven't been watching him, nor has it inspired me in any fashion. I've been forced to watch you towel off each and every day at 6:03, and yet I've put on weight. So you're wrong and you're out of line in both counts.
Tell me about the Pittsburgh Steelers. You and I had a spirited conversation about this yesterday before the show, and then we got into Jalen Ramsey, which there is an update on the Jalen Ramsey situation. That's coming in just a bit. But this game this weekend, as everyone starts thinking about the prospects of 3-0, you, in your greatest version of Lee Corso, not so fast, my friend?
Not so fast, my friend. No. Let's pump our brakes on this Steeler team. They always say a hungry dog hunts best. You get a cat, back him into a corner, and he'll fight. I don't care if it's a dog. Sometimes those cats, for some reason, you name the type of dog, it doesn't matter. Something about a cat, when he's caged or he's backed in a corner, he goes into survival mode. He can jump over. It seems like a building, can leap, can scratch. Don't have a big mouth, but the way that those things can get out of danger. This is where the Steelers are. You got to realize this is a pride organization. Think about this lineage of this organization with four coaches in a span of 50 years.
Three.
Yeah.
This team, this organization, they know how to win. They know how to prepare. They're up against it. There's no turning back. They're traveling out here on a business trip. They're looking at this. They're looking at the 49ers as a team that's undefeated, one of nine teams. And everyone in San Francisco believes that they have arrived. You got Juju Smith, the receiver that believes that he's a true one. They believe that he's so good that they ran Antonio Brown and said, hey, we got someone here. You went out, you got better on defense. You made a free agent acquisition, went out and brought a guy in and gave up a first round pick for someone in the secondary. The Steelers are going to come in here and try to play smash mouth football, going to try to protect that young quarterback, and they're going to try to make this a bloodbath. They want to make this ugly, sloppy, and this is going to be a hard-hitting game, and I really believe that we should not just dismiss this Steeler team.
I don't think anyone's dismissing them, and I think as you look at the point spread, it's probably more inflated versus what the actual outcome will be. If Pittsburgh still has the desire to compete this season and really make something out of this year, you can't fall to 0-3. Now, whether or not they respond without Big Ben, you bring in Minka Fitzpatrick, who, to your point, brings a physicality to a defense that's already physical. So how does that match up against a Niner offensive line that will be without Joe Staley? That, to me, is going to be the interesting battle.
A lot of people highlight the backup quarterback situation, and they'll say things like, the first time the backup makes the start, they'll say, this is the game you have to be careful of because it gets everyone else around the kid to play better, right? I think you saw maybe a little bit of that with Jacksonville at Houston. That was a low-scoring, physical defensive game that played more to Jacksonville's liking than Houston's. Jacksonville ends up losing, but at 7.5-point underdogs, they lost by 1 point. They were in that game, and they went for 2 at the end to try to win it. Conversely, with the Jets, they didn't rise to the occasion at all. Defensively, they played a little bit better, but the offense couldn't get anything going. My point being, with Rudolph taking over, you've been in this situation before. What's the mindset in the locker room the first game out when you know the backup is going to take the start?
I think one thing the coach tells the defense, if you love this guy, this is your brother. You're going to take care of him. If you love this guy, get us some turnovers. If you love this guy, give us a couple short fields. If you love this guy, like, hey, offensive lineman, bring your big boy pads. Hey, Lo Neal, you know what? Today's going to be a physical game. You get ready to go. And coaches go to each player and point out, each offensive lineman, each receiver, hey, Juju, hey, we're going to target you. Hey, make this side look good. Hey, we're depending on you. Tell the Titan, we're depending on you today. So you start making that. You start going through the whole week. That whole week, you telling guys, hey, we're depending on you. Take care of your brother. You start building that. We happen to have a guy go down, Steve McNair. You know the great late Steve McNair. He goes down. And in come Neil McDonald. We rock out five straight. Don't lose a game. Don't.
You won five straight when Neil O'Donnell took over?
Yeah.
And that was towards the end of O'Donnell's career, right? That wasn't
his
prime.
That's when he was darn near 40. He was pretty much washing. He came in and friggin' came in and lit it up. Came in and was persistent. We had a good defense and relied a lot on 2-7, Eddie George. And so you got to realize there is Billy Bolick, the list goes on. There's a lot of guys that come in a backup role, especially the first week. There's not a lot of tape on them. There's not a lot of things on them. And they come in and they play well because no one knows about them. And they have a mindset, this is my job. And you got to realize in Pittsburgh for the last couple of years, Joe and Dibs, there's been a lot of people saying they want to turn the page on Ben Roethlisberger. There's a lot of teammates in that locker room that says, hey, Ben believes it's his way. A lot of people say that.
You think so? You think this could be an awakening for the rest of the roster? Like, hey, let's show out because we're tired of Ben?
Tired of saying it's all Ben. These guys want to turn the page. I think that there's a growing concern. You hear a lot of different guys, little chirps. I understand Ben's a legend, Hall of Fame, not taken away from anything that matter. But I just think that you have a lot of guys in that locker room that want to turn the page sometimes from guys.
Yeah, and culturally, maybe they turn it back to where they're the kind of team that you're describing. And I think a lot about the Trent Dilfer Ravens team. Obviously, this defense isn't that good, but you can win in different ways. And if you have a young quarterback and a physical defense and a competent running game, all of a sudden those things travel on the road. You keep this game close. You might be able to, and it's hard to believe I'm saying this, pull off the upset over a 49er team. How often did you say that, Joe, your whole career
ever?
Here in the Bay Area,
ever?
Right? I mean, I have to catch myself in the middle, Coach. And they're a touchdown underdog, if I'm not mistaken.
Well, here's where it gets interesting. From the Vegas perspective, you've got an over-under, also known as the total, sitting at 43.5. For those who don't know much about it, the only thing you need to know is that is low. That is a low total. What Vegas is telling you is that the expectation here is that we are not going to see fireworks. Conversely, San Francisco, Tampa Bay, that total was sitting around 50.5, and you were up around 47 for the Niner-Bengal game. So this one right here at 43.5, they're thinking a little bit more defensive. File that one away. Number two, this game reopened with a point spread of Niners -7 after the news that Roethlisberger was done for the season. It has since been bet down to 6.5. That's only half a point, but that is a big half point because 7 is a very key number when it comes to football betting. Why? How many games end on a total of 7? 28-21, 35-28, 24-17. If you are going to make a living betting pro sports, especially football, you've got to be on the right side of 7. So to see that move, that for the bookmakers to move off of 7, that means some significant money or information has flooded the market in Pittsburgh's favor. So let's file that one away. The key is to figure out how to avoid the trap. That's what we've got for you next. Joe Lo and Dibs, 95.7 The Game.
We believe that every driver deserves quality parts. That's why you can do it yourself at a Napa Auto Parts store or have it done for you at a Napa Auto Care Center. Either way, that's Napa know-how.
California, welcome to Save Yourself with Geico.
You casually maneuver to snap a photo of the guy at the restaurant who looks just like that one celebrity from that movie, and your flash goes off. You couldn't save yourself from the embarrassment of doppelganger guy noticing your paparazzi pic.
Hey.
But you could save yourself hundreds by switching your car insurance to Geico.
Yes.
You could save on motorcycle, boat, and RV insurance, too.
Oh.
Plus, the Geico Insurance Agency could help you save on homeowners and renters insurance.
Okay.
While your flash-happy smartphone has become your biggest problem, you should know Geico is the second largest auto insurer in the country.
Nice.
Geico even offers 24/7 access to licensed agents in the award-winning Geico mobile app.
Ooh.
And while your impromptu photo shoot didn't go as planned, you could plan on saving more like military and federal discounts, with your local GEICO agent.
You couldn't save yourself from the shame of being outed by your camera flash, but you could save yourself hundreds with GEICO online, over the phone, or at your local office.
Zach Brown Band, The Owl Tour.
And a little bit of chicken pie.
Friday, September 20th, Shoreline Amphitheater. The multi-platinum, Grammy award-winning. Zach Brown Band, live.
Oh, I want to see you again. But
tickets are on sale now at LiveNation.com. Zach Brown Band, The Owl Tour, produced by Live Nation.
Dialpad is changing the game for business communication. As the pioneers of voice intelligence, Dialpad's business phone system hosts your calls and meetings in the cloud, puts a business line on your mobile phone, and provides live coaching and analytics to make every call smarter. Dialpad allows your teams to make smarter calls across any device with Dialpad Talk, hold better meetings with Uber Conference, serve customers with Dialpad Support, and close more deals with Dialpad Sell. See why over 60,000 businesses trust Dialpad to bring their phone system into the 21st century. Visit Dialpad.com.
We all have the need to understand the mysteries around us. But for some, this need is also a responsibility. To push further. To take on bigger challenges. To ask and answer the most difficult questions. Is it possible to heal a body even before birth? Is it possible to turn back the clock and reverse aging in the brain? Is it possible to eliminate disease from the face of the earth? And is it possible to ensure advances like these benefit not just some, but all of us? We are UCSF, and we are on a mission to face the mysteries of life, outthink the limits of yesterday, and redefine what's possible for tomorrow. UCSF Health, redefining possible.
Are you ready for retirement? If you want to learn how to make sound financial decisions by avoiding the most common mistakes, then David Hollander's dinner workshop, Are You Ready for Retirement, is the place for you. Come to our next free dinner workshop and find out how to address the good, the bad, and the small print. Things like how to prepare for unexpected medical expenses and ways to create income to help support your desired lifestyle. Join us on Thursday, September 19th, Thursday, October 24th, or Tuesday, October 29th. Take the first step toward reaching your financial goals and get the information that can help you live a confident retirement. To reserve your seat, call 866-PROTECT. The lines are open only to the first 10 callers. Dial 866-PROTECT to connect directly with the Protect Your Assets team in downtown Oakland. 866-PROTECT. 866-PROTECT.
Investment advisory services offered through Liberty Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Securities offered through Liberty Group, LLC, member FINRA, SIPC. Insurance offered through Lifetime Insurance Marketing, INZ. Insurance license number 0D10261.
More and more people are going to Cronon, the Bay Area's 24/7 local news app.
I wake up, turn on Cronon, and start getting caught up on the news.
You could take it mobile, tablet, phone, whatever you need to do to get your news.
Yeah, it only took me a few seconds to sign up, install the app.
So it's very convenient. It's also very affordable. It only costs $3 a month, and as cord cutters, we're saving hundreds of dollars making the switch.
Just one click and you're watching the news.
The Cronon app, available now in the App Store.
It's hard to forgive people for doing things when they're still doing them.
A family full of accusations.
Did you send a text saying that Tiffany was being promiscuous? She has the text.
I know that's a lie.
Can they ever be fixed?
I hear her saying, oh, I don't steal. Well, I do steal, but it's my bipolar. You could unscrew the top of her head and look inside. It would scare the hell out of you.
New Dr. Phil. Today at 4. And don't miss Mel Robbins at 3. Cron 4.
There's a new NFL show in town, people. It's called NFL The Grind. It's every Wednesday night. It's on Epix. NFL Films produces it. My name is Rich Eisen. I host it. Highlights, features, every single week. What more could you want? The spiraling football from NFL Films, you got it. My commentary, the last word on every single week in the NFL before Thursday Night Football, you got it. NFL The Grind, only on Epix. If you don't have it, get the channel or the app. Wednesdays, be there. I will be.
Staples is more than a place you go to buy a new PC. It's where an associate helped me find the latest tech I needed to work smarter, not harder.
where I got a protection plan plus 24/7 tech support that keeps me connected, and where I increase my productivity for a lot less than what I thought I'd spend.
Right now at Staples, you can save up to $270 on the latest PCs. Staples, for your business tech and beyond. In-store only, ends 9/21/19. While supplies last. Exclusions apply.
Toyota's California Wild SUV event is on now. Get $2,500 cash back or 0% APR on Highlander or $1,000 cash back on the all-new RAV4. Ends 9/30. Toyota, let's go places.
Joe Lowendibs continues on 95.7 The Game.
All right, I got something for you. We haven't put it together yet. We've got the concept. I'm not going to give you the entire concept. But, Lo, would you be okay? And you've already said yes. I'm allowed to use your name and likeness.
Easy, Tiger.
It's out there. We're thinking about making campaign shirts supporting your quest to get into the Hall of Fame. Like, you know how every year when there's an election, every 4 years, actually, like Trump-Pence or Clinton-Gore, and it's like got the logo, and then it's got the year, and then there's a campaign slogan.
Yeah.
We want to do Lo Neal 2020, and then we've got a phrase. We don't want to use the phrase. It's a great phrase. You'll love the phrase. We don't want to give it away now.
All right.
We're wondering if you would be okay with the T-shirt, and we want to know if the billions would be interested in the T-shirt as well.
Let's do it. Give it away. Give it away. Give it away now. I'm in.
Yeah. You're in? And the idea would be to, you know, sell it for a small amount of money and give the proceeds to a charity.
Possibly a large
choosing.
Amount of money, and charity being us, we're trying to turn profit here.
Well, he's kind of giving away. I was kind of soft playing it that way to keep you involved, you know, because you're a giver, you're a man of the cloth, you're a man of the people. But Joe's gone ahead and lifted up the skirt, so now you can see our slip.
No, absolutely.
We're in it for a cash grab.
Here's how it works. We're looking to make money off of your name, and then you can contribute by donating some of your money to charity.
And your time, too.
Yeah. Yes! How's that sound? That's a three-way team effort right there.
It's a three-way go.
Who says no?
Right.
Chilton Auto Body text line 95795. Let us know if you're interested in the shirt concept, because if you are, then we can get an idea of how many we need to order, and of course we'd have plenty to give away. Speaking of which, if you want to vote Lo Neal for the Hall of Fame, where do you go?
You go to profootballhof.com. There's a gigantic banner on top. Just follow the link. Look for the Pride of Baja California and vote. Vote early and vote often.
Appreciate you guys out there. Thank you.
And you've been officially upticked, so now you have to go ahead and do it. profootballhof.com. Just think David Hasselhoff if you forget the last part. Pro Football Hoff, but there one F, not two Fs. What's Hasselhoff up to these days, you think?
Probably chilling in Germany. You know, he's a huge hit in Germany.
Smashing.
They love him over there.
It's a good country to be popular in.
I got to tell you.
If it's not the 40s, obviously. talking about New Age stuff is the Hitler material works its way in for 2 days in a row.
Well, Hitler before OJ.
Yeah.
That's starting to become a thing
here. Plus 500.
Let's dial it back.
Okay. Well, real quick.
Let's get into Steelers Niners. After you say whatever you'd like.
Dibs, we got to do that show where the best of. Because yesterday, the best question, you talk about my question, the best question ever was to Rod, have you seen OJ?
I mean,
that was a shocker.
He was texting me last night. He goes, I'm still laughing about that. I can't believe you asked Rod Woodson if he saw OJ. He's like, he says he's living in West Las Vegas. That's where OJ is.
And he walked him up to it, too.
Reasonable question.
He walked him right up to it, you know. Rod thought maybe, hey, have you been to Saddleback Mountain or whatever, you know, whatever. Have you been to the buffet yet, so-and-so? No.
Have you seen OJ?
Well, you notice that if you ever go about your life, say you're on the other side of the planet, and somehow you get into a conversation, it's like, where'd you go to college? And this happens all the time, and I'll say, Penn State. And then the first thing is, oh, did you know? No, I did not know. The odds of me knowing whoever you knew there are insane. It's a 40,000 student body institution. I did not know any of them. But that's what everyone always says. Now, if Rod's telling me he's in West Las Vegas, which is where OJ lives, and they're two former highly regarded football players, I'd imagine they may cross paths. That's why I asked the question.
And he laughed.
If Woodson couldn't handle the question, shouldn't have accepted the invitation onto the program.
He shouldn't.
All right. Text line's going crazy. Very excited about the idea. Some are suggesting just put a picture of a grilled cheese on a shirt and that would suffice.
I knew that
was
coming.
It's a great joke. But not for the Hall of Fame. That's another t-shirt. We'll have several of those. All right, Joe Lowendibs, 95.7 The Game. Joe Starkey from Pittsburgh does Pittsburgh radio. He's coming up in about 10 minutes. We're going to find out everything we need to know about Mason Rudolph and the state of the Steelers. How do you avoid the trap? if we are on notice that this is a potential trap game for the Niners, how do you go about avoiding it, in your opinion, Diz?
You've got to work hard at practice, like Lowe was saying, and I think Rod Woodson had the same sentiment yesterday, but you got to come out fast on Sunday and strike first, not fall behind, not be lethargic, not read your press clippings. I can't imagine that's going to be a problem for this team in this situation. You're 2-0, but the way you're 2-0, beating two of the worst, maybe eight teams in the National Football League, I think you could safely put those two teams in the bottom quartet, the bottom eight. So, yeah, they're wins. Yeah, they're road wins, which is great. You weren't necessarily dominant. You had offensive lapses. Mike McGlinchey, a hold, a false start. You're down your left tackle. Dante Pettis can't catch the ball, but he can throw it. I think you still have enough questions around you to where you're not going to get too full of yourself.
What's the focal point at practice this week if the coaching staff is thinking like we are, that this is a potential trap game, and if you want to avoid the trap and go into the bye at 3-0, we will need to accomplish blank. What's blank?
Penalties. Self-inflicted wounds. This team is getting by. I'm telling you, this team is getting by because they're playing lesser talent. You get 11 penalties against the Chiefs, you get 11 penalties against Dallas, 11 penalties against Green Bay. A lot of teams that's on your schedule, you get 11 penalties. You're talking about close to 100 yards? Dude, it's hard on Sundays for some teams to get 100 yards rushing. It's not like every team gets 100 yards. So you think, it's not like every receiver even gets 100 yards receiving. Think about 100 yards of field position. You start doing that in tough games, you're going to lose. So that's the thing. Clean it up. Attention to details. You got to sound the alarm. This is that game that you got to sound the alarm. You got to be buttoned up, and you can't get off to the slow start. The Steelers are going to come in here, and they're going to try to light it up. They're going to try to get on you early and try to see, test you and see where you're at. You don't want to start playing. You don't want to start this an uphill battle. The stadium, for the first time, like Dibs alluded to, is going to be rocking. It's going to be loud. Give the people what they came to see. Don't start off slow.
Let me ask you something. It sounds like hyperbole when you phrase the question this way, but really think about it. Is this the biggest game in the history of Levi's?
Yes.
Like, when you go through the history of Levi's Stadium, there have been no playoff games, so we're really only talking about preseason and regular season. I think it's fair to say we can eliminate the preseason games from the equation. There was that Monday nighter against Minnesota to open the season the 1 year. I think you had the Monday nighter against the Rams. There was the opening season of Harbaugh where they went 8-8. Sunday Night Football, I think it was week two against Chicago, the game where I remember being in Vegas. I bet the Niners. I fell asleep when they had the lead. I woke up, and Al Michaels was like, well, that's it from Levi's Stadium, Chicago 28, San Francisco 20. It's like, what the hell happened, Al? Al, I fell asleep. I had money on the Niners. What happened? That was a pretty big game. But looking at this now, going into this, and it's not to say it'll be the biggest game by the end of the season, but right now, is this the biggest game in Levi's Stadium history?
Joe, without a doubt it is. Here's the
thing.
This
is crazy to be talking about.
You lose this game, you may not get to the playoffs. Let's be real. This is a playoff.
Get the rat on the table, as our man likes to say.
Yeah, okay. You lose this game if you're the Steelers, your playoff dreams this year is done. Dibs has got to always have those numbers. When it comes up, you start off 0-3. How many teams have made the playoffs? This is the Pittsburgh Steelers playoff game. So whatever they are, whoever they are now, for the rest of the season, this should be their best game. I don't care, backup quarterback, backup tackle. I don't care what they put out on the field. This is going to be the best game you get from the Steelers. This is their playoffs. If they lose this game, they're not making the playoffs.
You think Mike Tomlin's hammering that home all week?
Absolutely. How do you guys want to be? It gets cold here in Pittsburgh in December and November. It's going to get cold in January. Do you want to be playing for something? Do you want to be outside in the cold, playing for nothing, can't wait for the season to get over? Then you better go out to San Francisco and show this team that they're still the Niners. They ain't done nothing yet. Because I tell you, at the end of the year, it's even that much colder if you're not playing for nothing.
Yeah, that's a great point. It would suck to be like the Bills all those years playing at Ralph Wilson in December knowing you got no chance.
At least you're in the Dolphins and you're heading for 0-16. At least you're in South Beach. You can play your way through it.
And the humidity subsides by December, so it's quite nice down there.
Yeah, absolutely. It's beautiful. Joe, in the Turkey on the 50 game, the Niners are sitting at 7-4 that season, which was the first year of Levi's. They lost 19-3 in that ball game against Seattle. On Thanksgiving. So I think since that game, that's probably the biggest game up until now. You win, you get to 3-0, and all of a sudden, memories of Tom Sula and Chip Kelly start to wash away a little bit.
Chilton Auto Body text line 95795. We see you. We love you. We're not referring to the college national championship. We're
of
not
course.
Referring to the Super Bowl.
Nope.
I should have been more clear for everyone that's saying the biggest game was Alabama-Clemson
in
the
on,
Super Bowl.
People.
We've got to address it. The biggest Niners game
people
at Levi's Stadium. If we want to get into that, what about the Outdoor Classic when the Sharks played there outside?
Pretty big game.
How about when Hammer Up Bowler Down came there and they won and had a
that's right,
bowl.
Purdue in the bowl game.
Yeah.
That's a pretty big game.
Yeah. Well, Dibs.
I don't know if that's fair. That's basically you doing that's a little low.
It's a buzzer beater.
Yeah, that's a good point.
I don't even know a little low.
All right, so we're going to go behind enemy lines. You're not going to want to miss this. Joe Starkey, co-host of the Cook and Joe Show, 93.7 The Fan in Pittsburgh. He's coming on next. What do we need to know about Mason Rudolph? What do we need to know about the state of the Pittsburgh Steelers? All that's brought to you by Fremont Bank. Full-service banking, no compromises. Speaking of banking or perhaps being unbankable, is unbankable a word?
I guess.
Nice guy Steven's coming up with an update. I need an over-under on how many mistakes he makes here. Where are we? What are we going with to start the day?
I think you got to start it at 2 because he's come down off his great hour. He's ripe for errors here.
All right. Over-under of 2. Here's Steven Langford with what's coming up on The Game.
Hang on. Need some time and set.
What's coming up on The Game is brought to you by Ticket Crushers. The NFC West is stacked with 3 undefeated teams as the 49ers, Rams, and Seahawks are all 2-0. Which of the teams are more likely to keep the streak going? The guys will talk to 95.7 The Game NFL insider Steve Mariucci at 8:30. Remember, you can take Joe Lo and Dibs on the go. Download the radio.com app and favorite 95.7 The Game. On to baseball, San Francisco Giants outfielder Mike Yastrzemski hit a home run in his Fenway Park debut as the Giants beat the Red Sox 7-6 after a 15-inning battle. The original Yaz, Red Sox legend Carl Yastrzemski, will join Bonte Steiny and Guru today at 11:45 to talk about his grandson's Fenway Park debut. The A's got the 2-1 win over the Royals and have a 2-game wild card lead. Got a ticket, suspended license, DUI, don't pay. Let the attorneys at Ticket Crushers go to court for you and crush that ticket for as little as $149. Ticket Crushers knows how to win. Call 866-TICKET-HELP. That's 866-TICKET-HELP for a free consultation. Coming up, Joe Starkey of 93.7 The Fan in Pittsburgh with Joe Lowndibs next. I'm Stephen Langford, 95.7 The Game.
We're here with Nate, who loves online dating. True or false, Nate, most people lie on their online dating profiles.
False.
Sorry, more than half of online daters are already in relationships and lie about things like their marital status, income, and appearance. But not you, right, Nate?
Nope, I'm totally honest.
Oh, no, you aren't. Turns out you live with your mom, you drive a scooter, not an SUV, and you're not a hedge fund manager, you're a hedge trimmer. Is your name even Nate?
I gotta go. Bye.
Look, people, you can't spell online without L-I-E. It's Just Lunch is the dating service you can trust. You deserve a love life that's every bit as successful as you are. That's why we deliver guaranteed dates with busy professionals just like you, set up by expert matchmakers who get to know you and care about your success. Get offline, get on a real date, and start making real connections today. Visit itsjustlunchsanfrancisco.com or call 415-989-9818 to learn more.
Looks nice in here, honey. I was going to sweep, but you seem to have
it handled.
Oh, wow. Mopping, too. It's like you're back on the ship deck, Sean.
Just like the ship deck, Sharon. You know me. Gotta do it right.
Well, hey, no complaints here. It's pretty close to sparkling.
Pretty close won't cut it, Sharon.
Like you, USAA always goes above and never cuts corners because our members deserve nothing but the best. Like with a customized mobile app that offers award-winning service 24/7, so our knowledgeable team can quickly help you handle any urgent needs the right way. Because for us, good enough is not good enough. Get a quote to bundle and save on USAA home and auto insurance.
Ability to receive a quote depends on membership eligibility. Product membership eligibility and bundling savings restrictions apply and are subject to change. United Services Automobile Association and its affiliates, San Antonio, Texas.
Okay. It's almost opening time. Got to email over photos of this season's line.
As a business owner, you've got a million things to think about.
Can't forget about that video conference later.
Dealing with second-rate cable internet shouldn't be one of them.
But I did switch to AT&T Internet for Business with integrated broadband and wireless connection, so I've got this.
AT&T Internet for Business is designed for business with an integrated network that gives you 99.9% reliability so you can focus on running your business.
Really need to update the website.
and figure out whatever that was.
And even if the power suddenly goes out or if a construction worker accidentally cuts your cable line, AT&T Internet Backup automatically has you covered, so your business stays one step ahead.
All right, it's go time.
Choose fast, highly reliable AT&T Internet for Business today and get a $100 AT&T Visa reward card. Go to att.com/businessinternet or call 855-433-5700 to take advantage of this offer today. The AT&T Visa reward card is issued by the Bancorp Bank pursuant to a license from Visa USA Inc. and can be used everywhere Visa debit cards are accepted in the United States, U.S. Virgin Islands, and Puerto Rico. No cash access. The Bancorp Bank, member FDIC.
Impact Mortgage Corp. DBA Cash Call Mortgage. NMLS 128231. Equal housing lender. Not licensed in all states, including New York. Offer not available in Washington. Call 855-657-9910 for licensing terms and restrictions.
Attention, California homeowners. Dreaming about that home improvement project? With a strong housing market, chances are your home's value has gone up. And with a 15-year fixed interest rate of just 2.99% with a 3.202% APR, a cash-out refinance from Cash Call Mortgage could lower your interest rate and give you the cash you need for those home improvements. At Cash Call Mortgage, we're a direct lender and we can close your refi in as fast as 20 days with no upfront deposit. If you qualify, we'll even pay your closing cost. Whether it's for home improvements, getting rid of debt, or just putting away extra money for that inevitable rainy day, Cash Call Mortgage could mean achieving two great financial moves with just one call. The cash you need now and a lower interest rate. For a free quote to see if you qualify, call Cash Call Mortgage at 800-997-2898. That's 800-997-2898. 800-997-2898.
You're in charge of hiring, and Indeed has solutions. Like company pages where you can get people excited about working for you. And we give you this toy monkey, which will bang its cymbals when the right resume appears. Okay, there is no monkey.
I said there is no monkey!
But company pages, for sure.
See why independent research by Silk Road shows Indeed delivers 3 times more hires than any other job site. Visit Indeed.com/promo to try company pages for free. Terms and conditions apply.
You found the love of your life. How do you find a ring worthy of love? It's easy at the all-new Barron's Bridal Jewelry Center. Hi, this is Ronnie Heller, president of Barron's. During our Tacori Fall in Love event, choose from the West Coast's largest selection of Tacori designs. And right now, Barron's has 5 years free financing available on any Tacori purchase through October 15th on approved credit. Visit Barron's in Dublin at the Hacienda Crossings or at barronsjewelers.com. Barron's, a legacy of elegance.
If you're like me, you take walking seriously. So you wear Go Walks from Skechers. They're the only walking shoes I know that have the 5 ables. What does that mean? You want walking shoes that are comfortable, breathable, washable, adorable, and affordable. That's the 5 ables, and Skechers Go Walks have it all. They've got air-cooled Goga Mat insoles for lasting comfort. They're made with washable, breathable materials. They're adorable, and they're wonderfully affordable. They're very able shoes. Get Skechers Go Walks at a Skechers store near you or wherever stylish shoes are sold.
You're in charge of hiring, and Indeed has solutions. Like company pages where you can get people excited about working for you. And we give you this toy monkey, which will bang its cymbals when the right resume appears. Okay, there is no monkey.
I said there is no monkey!
But company pages, for sure.
See why independent research by Silk Road shows Indeed delivers 3 times more hires than any other job site. Visit Indeed.com/promo to try company pages for free. Terms and conditions apply.
Don't miss a 38th annual Family House Gala on October 18th at the Fairmont in San Francisco. Enjoy an evening of fun and inspiration featuring a cocktail reception, gourmet dinner, a live auction, plus live music. The theme for this year's event is Ohana. For more info, visit FamilyHouseInc.org.
Joe Lowendibs continues on 95.7 The Game.
Steve Mariucci, former head coach of the San Francisco 49ers, will join us in 2 hours at 8:30. But for right now, some interesting news. Ian Rappaport of the NFL Network on Twitter, quote, "With the Jaguars playing the Titans tomorrow night, a trade of Pro Bowl cornerback Jalen Ramsey prior to the game is unlikely. Friday is the most likely target date, sources say." More on that in a little bit, but right now we go to the Dialpad guest line. Dialpad helps you make smarter calls. Connect your team with a business communication platform that powers voice, video, messages, and meetings across existing devices. He's the co-host of The Cook and Joe Show on 93.7 The Fan in Pittsburgh, as well as a sports columnist for the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. Joe Starkey, kind enough to join Joe Lowe and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. Joe, first and foremost, good morning, and thank you for your time. Take us through the mindset of the Pittsburgh Steeler fan right now. How are they feeling heading into Week 3, given everything that's played out in the Steel City so far?
Good morning, guys. That's a great question because it's a weird mix of, I would say, depression based on how the first two games have gone. And of course, the injury to Ben, right? And then it's mixed with like almost a surreal sense of giddiness. You know, I mean, backup quarterback, it's the most popular position in the history of sports. So everybody's sort of fascinated with the Mason Rudolph experiment here. And I think by and large, the fan base is really excited about Minka Fitzpatrick and about this trade. The Steelers never do that. Now there's a faction that's out there saying, well, what if Rudolph stinks and you've given up your chance for a quarterback next year? Then what? So it's a very strange mix in Pittsburgh right now. Something the fan base hasn't been through in what, 15 years? Because Ben has always been there. He's missed parts of seasons, but he's never missed four games in a single season. He's a fixture here, so it's almost like people don't know what to think.
Stability has been the hallmark of Pittsburgh for the better part of 50 years, and now you do turn to Mason Rudolph. What is the upside for him, and how much will the offense change as they try to maybe constrict what they do as they ease him into the fold?
Well, it's going to be more conservative, I think that for sure, and you're going to see a different approach, I think, schematically, where Ben basically liked to go empty set and fling it around, you know, a lot of ISO routes, a lot of sort of reads with him and his receivers, whereas with Mason, I think a lot of it will be predetermined. It'll be more scheme and less sort of just Ben's individual brilliance, although that certainly didn't show in the first six quarters this season. But I think combined with that, the Steelers have to get back to some semblance of a running game when their offense has been at its best, even with Ben in recent years. You look at their winning streak last year, it was a lot of James Conner. You look at the year they went to the AFC title game against New England, it was a ton of Le'Veon Bell. With Ben being able to work off a running game, and it seems like within the last year or so, as he gained more control of the offense, it was, let's fling it around the yard 50 times, you know? And that historically hasn't worked for the Steelers, and by and large didn't even work for Ben.
A great point. When you think about your Steelers, the organization, and where they've been, and Ben's been a big staple there, you know, went to Pro Bowls and stuff with Ben. Was it time? Do you look at it this? Do you see that you think Ben, they're going to turn the page from Ben? Is this a guy do you think can come back? You look at, you know, his performance. Is he getting a little older? I know Brady and a lot of those guys are still able to play at a high level, but is the team itself ready to turn the page? Do they think that there's something better out there? How is just the aura and how's the team feeling itself?
I don't think the team, I mean, they have to turn the page right now for the rest of this year.
Sure.
But Ben intends to honor his contract, and he was still, in spite of the first six quarters this season, I mean, last year he threw for 5,000 yards, a ton of interceptions, that's true, but he was still playing at a pretty high level last season. So a lot of this depends on Mason Rudolph. Like, what happens if he's good and then Ben comes back? There's going to be quarterback drama in Pittsburgh like we haven't seen since the Cordell Stewart days around here. Well, what happens then? Now, it'll be an easy choice if Mason is just okay and the team flounders a bit and then Ben is ready to go next year. Will Ben even be ready to go next year? I don't know. But I think in the organization, to answer your question, there's still a feeling that Ben's going to come back and that he could potentially, like a late-stage Peyton Manning after his neck surgery, that he could still come back and play at a high level.
Joe Starkey, 93.7 The Fan in Pittsburgh, the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette as well. He's joining Joe Lowe and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. So what's the mindset and the approach to the 49ers this Sunday? How does the fan base view the 49ers? This is a team that's been, shall we say, down on its luck post-Harbaugh, but now at 2-0, obviously there's a lot of optimism here. How do Steeler fans view the 49ers right now?
With fear, I would imagine. with Kyle Shanahan having the type of offense that could exploit a defense that has been exploited in the pass game here and there for a while now, and certainly this season. And they have the goods to do that, I think, with a brilliant offensive mind and a really good quarterback and some underrated weapons that people probably don't know about, but I think Steeler fans do. And honestly, this team right now, if it was playing the Dolphins next week, there would be concern. But the Niners went on the road and won two games, and their defense is playing well. So I think with a healthy dose of respect, honestly.
With the losses that have come, the only victory perhaps might be the Antonio Brown departure from Pittsburgh and the resultant debacle here in Oakland. What's the Pittsburgh fan base saying about Antonio Brown now after the ups, the downs, more ups, and more downs to come?
I mean, thankful that he's out of here. I don't see this ending well with the recent stories on top of everything else. And how this dude is still playing is amazing to me. I mean, you read the personal conduct policy. It talks about threatening behavior. It talks about threatening somebody else in the workplace. Like, whatever happened to the Mike Mayock situation? Did he threaten to punch him or no? Like, did the league even look at that? What happened to a number of incidents that went down here in Pittsburgh? And certainly now these latest allegations are on a whole different, more serious level. So, and it doesn't look like it's going to slow down anytime soon as stuff keeps getting uncovered here from his past. So it's a healthy sense of just relief, I think, in the organization and the fan base that this guy is no longer around here. And he was, make no mistake, as you guys and everybody else knows, he was an incredible player, probably the best receiver in the history of this franchise, but it's just not worth it. And I don't see this last. I don't know how you guys feel. I don't see this lasting long for him. I think at some point Roger Goodell is going to have to step in and put an end to it.
Check him out at the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, as well as co-hosting the Cook and Joe show on 93.7 The Fan in Pittsburgh. Joe Starkey, kind enough to join Joe Lowe and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. Joe, we appreciate the time and the insights. Thank you very much for coming on this morning.
Thank you, guys. See you this weekend. Take care.
You got it. Imagine the stability of your franchise when you're talking about a potential quarterback change and they say, well, if Mason Rudolph plays well and Ben comes back, this would be a quarterback controversy that we haven't seen since Cordell Stewart.
Wow.
Wow.
Cordell Stewart was a long time ago. That wasn't 5 years ago. Like, you're talking about a quarterback. That's a clean franchise right there. I know that they've had some blips on the radar the last couple of years, but that's a franchise that you model yourself after. That's what you're trying to be. You're trying to be the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Since Cordell Stewart.
Slash.
That is a heck of a long time.
Who caught the Hail Mary against Michigan? Who caught it? When he threw that play for Colorado, the Hail Mary, one of the greatest Hail Marys of all time to beat Michigan. Who caught that Hail Mary?
Was it Ed McCaffrey?
No.
Ed was way older.
It was a guess. I mean, it was dead air on that guess.
Didn't Ed McCaffrey play at Stanford?
Yeah.
Might have been a pick six.
It was a game between Colorado and Michigan.
I learned my lesson to try to answer a question. Next time, we'll just let...
The crickets?
Yeah, but you know what answer also exists that no one here, including myself, ever goes with? I don't know. How about that? Have you ever noticed that no one on this show has ever gone, I don't know. I don't have it.
I don't know is not very fun. I mean, I don't know is a quitter answer. I'd rather be wildly wrong. Okay. I'll refer you to my Wheel of Fortune episode where I guess surprise Easter, and it, clearly there was not surprise Easter. It was surprise ending.
Surprise Easter.
I thought it was hilarious. Gail and I thought it was funny. Yeah.
Surprise Easter. No. Surprise ending.
Yeah.
Wasn't it someone by the last name of Westbrook? Westbrook. Who caught the pass? No one remembers, and no one back there. Yeah.
Russell Westbrook.
Brian Westbrook. I want to say there was a second Westbrook who caught the pass. A lot of people. Michael Westbrook. Yeah. Michael. I was thinking there were two Bryans, but no. Michael Westbrook. Eric Bieniemy.
Bieniemy.
Yeah, Bieniemy was there. He's a running back. He didn't catch that pass, though.
Number one.
All right. So Joe Starkey led us on to a couple of key things. I got the guy who's going to need to make the plays this weekend to win this thing. That's coming up next. Joe Lowe and Dibs, 95.7 The Game.
We have the need to understand the mysteries around us. Is it possible to heal a body even before birth? Is it possible to turn back the clock and reverse aging in the brain? Is it possible to eliminate disease from the face of the earth? And is it possible to ensure advances like these benefit not just some, but all of us? UCSF Health, redefining possible.
Hey, San Francisco, you don't want to miss this offer. Now Fuel Rewards members can earn up to 10 cents per gallon after every fill-up of Shell V-Power Nitro Plus premium gasoline. It's our most advanced fuel ever, and it helps keep your engine running like new. So download the Fuel Rewards app to join and start saving today. To learn more, visit fuelrewards.com/CA. In engines that continuously use Shell V-Power Nitro Plus premium gasoline, 5 gallon Shell V-Power Nitro Plus premium gasoline, minimum purchase required. Offer ends January 5th, 2020. See fuelrewards.com/CA for details. At participating Shell stations in California only, limit 20 gallons.
Your business can do a lot in 10 minutes, like make a big sale, surprise and delight a customer, or come up with the winning idea. And right now, 10 minutes is all it takes to help your business cut down on costs, interruptions, and download times. Introducing the Comcast Business 10-Minute Advantage. Give us 10 minutes. If we can't offer you faster speed or better savings on your current internet service, we'll give you $300 for your time. Call 1-800-501-6000 now. Comcast Business goes beyond fast with high-speed internet. That means downloads in seconds, not minutes. Plus, get bandwidth for all apps and devices. It all starts with our gig speed network. Call 1-800-501-6000 now for your Comcast Business 10-Minute Advantage. Comcast Business. Beyond fast.
Offer ends 9/22/19. Restrictions apply. Not available to current Comcast Business customers. Comparison based on download speeds and does not include Ethernet service. Proof of current internet speed and competitive build in the last 60 days required. One $300 prepaid card per company. Call for details.
It may not be stomach issues.
For me, it's intense gas, or pain, or diarrhea, sometimes all at once, over and over.
I spent years with the symptoms but could never figure it out.
No matter what I did, they never went away. So I decided to break it down for my doctor and get really specific about my symptoms.
We discovered that exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, may be the reason for my stomach issues.
EPI is caused by my pancreas. It leads to diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools. The symptoms just don't go away.
But EPI can show up with even one symptom.
The good news? EPI is manageable.
But to get to the right diagnosis, you have to break it down for your doctor and get specific about the severity of your symptoms.
Visit IdentifyEPI.com to learn more and use the symptom checker to help change the conversation with your doctor. Brought to you by AbbVie.
Here's another mortgage tip from your friends at Owning. Lenders must quote you both a rate and an APR. Any difference between these two reflects costs for the mortgage other than interest. Things like points, escrow, title, appraisal, or some baloney fee like $495 or $995 for, well, just because. So, when a lender says there are no costs, but the rate and the APR don't match, you are not getting an accurate story. At Owning, our 30-year rate and APR today are 3.75%. That's right, our rates and APRs match, so no lowball rate quotes with hidden costs at Owning.
Owning Corporation, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 1797976. DRE license 02063270. MLO endorsement. Call 833-852-6464 for terms and restrictions.
30-year money, 3.75% rate and APR at Owning. Call 855-5-OWNING. That's 855-5-O-W-N-I-N-G. Or log on to owning.com.
Homeowners, there's never been a better time to permanently fix your pipe leaks or low water pressure by repiping your home today. Repipe specialists have been repiping homes for over 25 years. With 40,000 home repipes completed, they stand behind their work. They have perfected the most efficient process for customer convenience, repiping an entire home in just 1 to 2 days, patching your walls, and providing a lifetime guarantee. Repipe specialists only use high-quality PEX or U.S. Grade L copper pipes. And for a limited time, get 20% off and 0% interest for an entire year. Repipe specialists, the no-hassle, value-priced, all-inclusive repipe. Call today for your free in-home estimate, tailored for your home, at 800-217-1636. That's 800-217-1636. 800-217-1636.
WWE returns to San Francisco for the first time in 7 years to debut at the new Chase Center with Monday Night Raw this Monday at 4:30 and SmackDown Live this Tuesday at 4:45. Tickets for each event at Ticketmaster.
Looking sharp just got easier with 70 to 85% off Calvin Klein, Tommy Hilfiger, and more at Macy's Men's Clearance Suiting Event, online only. Have head-to-toe style in a Lauren Ralph Lauren wool suit. Originally $625, now $149.99. Plus shirts, pants, and shoes, now $14.99 to $29.99. And ace the casual look with sport coats from $39.99 to $69.99. It's all at Macy's.com. Savings on regular and original prices. Exclusions apply.
Joe Lowendibs continues on 95.7 The Game.
All right, we promised you an update. We've got an update for you. The Jaguars are playing on Thursday Night Football against the Tennessee Titans. Jalen Ramsey is expected to play in that game. Ian Rappaport from the NFL Network is saying that because of it, a trade today or tomorrow is unlikely, but Friday would be the most likely target date, according to sources, which has led you to ask a very interesting question during the break.
Yes, might he be able to play twice this week? So he would have four games played through 3 weeks, play for two teams in the same week. Is it possible?
So play in the Jags-Titans Thursday night game,
right?
Get traded on Friday, and then play on Sunday for the new team, whether that be the Chiefs, the Rams, dare I say the Niners. I know the Eagles have been kicking the tires on
right,
as well.
Right, we always talk about a short week when you go from Sunday and you have to play on that subsequent Thursday night. It's Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday off. This would be an even, wait for it, shorter week. You'd have Friday and Saturday off. Lo, would it be possible physically to have that quick turnaround at his position?
It's possible and both probable that it could happen, that, you know, you go out there and play on Thursday, but you're playing a tough team. It's going to be a physical game on Thursday night, and then you have to turn around and play Sunday. I mean, shoot, hell, Deion was doing it. Baseball, football, one night playing same game in one night. Unbelievable. But it would be very taxing on him. Don't know if a team would do that. I don't think they'd play him. They'd still sign him, but I doubt if they'd play him.
How would he get paid? You get paid one check per week for 16 weeks, right?
And he'd have to get extra check, actually.
But that's how it works, though, right? You get one check for all 16 weeks in which there's a game, and then there's obviously a playoff payment that happens, and you have like a per diem during the preseason. But if he were to play in 17 games, he'd end up getting a 17th check?
Yeah. He'd have to.
Odd.
He'd have to, because that's not on the contract. So he'd be playing in another game, and it's not a playoff game.
So what I would want is to be suited up but not to play. I would want the check, but not to have to actually put in the work.
Yeah, of course.
Did I say that out loud?
Yeah, ideally. I mean, wouldn't it be nice if we all could do that, you know? Tomorrow's show, for example.
That's what Chris Webber did to the Sixers. He just didn't play, and then they traded him, and then suddenly he was healthy and played for the Pistons like that night.
Ready to
I'll
go.
Never forget that. Yeah.
There's been a number
Shout
of those.
Shout out Chris Webber. A lot of hard work.
That's what happens when they go to the 76ers, Joe. It was back in the day. So surprised you're still taking
very,
that.
Very clever.
Why are you taking that so personal?
It's your job. You're getting paid to play basketball. And if you're hurt, I understand that. But when you fake the injury for like months and then you play the first night out with the new team after you're traded, I see that as cowardice, right? Aren't you just robbing someone essentially? I can understand being disgruntled, but you don't just get to get the money and tell everyone else to screw off. I think that's rude to your teammates, your coaches. They're paying you, so it's rude to your employers. And it's also disrespect to the fan base and the sport at large. No one's forcing you to play. All right? No one's forcing you to play. You don't have to play. But then to get paid while faking the injury and then to have the audacity that after you're traded to immediately come out and play, to not even be, quote, hurt for a few more nights and then come out, you're just immediately healthy. It's a bit disrespectful, is it not? Would you have done that?
No. But I'm just saying, going back to the point that it was just like, where is that one of those days you're like, I cannot believe this dude doing this stuff.
I mean, I don't like him, and that's one of the main reasons.
Of
and being
course.
A Sixer fan, obviously that type of thing rubs me
rightfully
wrong.
Rightfully so.
He's rubbed me wrong on a lot of things. A lot of his career was him having problems with everybody everywhere. Like, he was supposed to be this great basketball player, and every time you look back and you hear about how great Chris Webber was, it's like, not really. What did Chris Webber ever do? He's known
moment.
For the timeout, the big choke,
Which
is fine.
Even
he's
in
a college
the NBA,
kid.
Dibs.
Coach, you're preaching to the choir because he came here on that draft night trade where the Warriors drafted Penny Hardaway and they traded him for Webber, rookie of the year under Nelly, and then Nelly was pushing him too hard, and so now, Chris, I want out of here, and the organization ultimately chose Nelly over Weber, shipped out Weber, brought in Tom Gugliotta. Shout out Googs.
Googs.
He had a good little run as a Warrior, but it wasn't the Chris Weber that we all were hoping we were going to get. And eventually Nelly left too, and Chris Cohan was left holding the bag.
Former Warrior owner.
Opened up a soul food restaurant for him down there in Sacramento.
Yeah.
They were taking care of him. Webb's still belling on
him. He's gone after a lot of people.
Yeah.
Now, I will give him credit. There, in that series against the Lakers, the famous series where the Kings got
job. That was his best performance ever.
When he decided that he was going to take on Shaq one-on-one, and Shaq just worked him. The fact that he stepped up in that spot and tried to get that done, I always admired him for that. But there's a lot of other stuff that I think hurts the legacy.
Understood.
And that's what I was highlighting, which I don't even know why we're on Chris Weber today.
It was just a fact.
We should probably take a timeout if we have one left.
It was just a little drive-by. It was a drive-by. We touched on it. We're moving on. We're on to Cincinnati.
Yeah, even if we don't have one, I'm calling timeout right now.
Well, that's fine.
I don't care.
You only got a certain amount of them.
Louis Riddick.
Yes.
Who's been a former front office personnel man. He also has a very, very impressive career in media. He's right now with ESPN. He's calling games. He's very good at what he does. He was with Scott Van Pelt on Monday. Scott Van Pelt's SVP show on ESPN Monday, talking about Jalen Ramsey and possible fits. Take a listen.
I think there's one team, without a doubt, he would be the cherry on top, and that would be the San Francisco 49ers, to be honest with you. Look, they've taken care of the first two levels of their defense. They have pass rushers galore now that can really make life miserable for opposing quarterbacks. They've got speed at linebacker. They kind of fixed their offense to a certain degree. Now, we'll see if they can sustain the performance that they've had through the first 2 weeks of regular season. They just need someone in the back end who can play the type of system that Robert Saleh, the defensive coordinator, wants to play. Now, Robert Saleh was in Jacksonville, Jalen Ramsey's rookie year in 2016. So that makes sense as well. Think about the kind of players that they've been trying to acquire at corner. Think Richard Sherman. Think Jalen Ramsey. Think Richard Sherman with speed. That's Jalen Ramsey. So I think that's the team that makes perfect sense and could really propel them and catapult them.
That's Louis Riddick speaking to Scott Van Pelt on Monday about the Niners being the perfect fit for Jalen Ramsey, the disgruntled Jacksonville Jaguars cornerback who's expected to play against the Titans tomorrow night. Ian Rappaport from the NFL Network saying a trade not likely before that game, but Friday, according to his sources, could be the trade date. The other word that surfaced is that Jacksonville is looking for two first-rounders for Ramsey. A, is someone going to give that up? B, if you're the Niners and that's the price you needed to give up, would you give it up?
I would say no and no, respectively, Joe, to those questions. I don't think that the Niners will give that up. I don't think anyone will give that up, and I don't think that the Niners will. You already mentioned that they don't have a second next year. Is that true?
Correct.
So you're dealing with the first next year only. You give up your first next year, you'd have to give up your first in 2021. As well, that to me is too steep a price, and I think it's too steep for any team. I don't know what you think, Lo, but in this situation where if the player is truly disgruntled, the value of the player to me goes down. I don't think they get two firsts for him.
Nor do I. I think a team, but there's a team out there. You say, could they do it and still be okay? Kansas City. You got Mahomes. You're going to have, now you have a decent corner. He's going to be there for the next 10, 15 years. And here's the thing. You got a lockdown corner. You got a pretty decent defense, and it doesn't matter. You can get in a shootout and you can win. You can play with anyone. When you have that type of offense and you keep that type of weapons around him, you could give up your two first rounds and still be able to compete Kansas City. But there's
not
a lot
building.
Of teams.
That's the thing. Kansas City's not building.
No.
Kansas City views themselves as good enough to win the Super Bowl. This could put them over the top. So if you're giving up ones in that situation, it's going to be tough for a fan base to go, no, think about the future. What future? The future's now.
Exactly.
So I'm with you on that. I could see that as a perfect fit.
Yeah, because they can score on anybody. The Niners, no. And I just totally disagree. You know, I understand, and Riddick's a great guy. He knows football, and I think he's right about how good he is. But for me, I got to continue to address.
This is interesting.
This
sounds like a setup of Lewis. You're great, but I'm about to bash you here.
No, because I'm
here for it.
No,
go ahead.
And Riddick knows.
Watch out, Lewis.
This defense plays three deep. The corners always play off, and that's why they always sag, and they usually have that safety in the middle. So they're playing kind of three deep. It looks like they're playing a lot of man, but it's three deep. Then everyone else kind of funnels into zones. So when you're bailing in that bail technique, and then you got guys funneling into those zones, it's hard to find some of those windows. And so they're backing off. So the quarterback's holding the ball, and he's thinking those guys are playing press man, and they're not necessarily pressing them all the time. So they're bailing. And then you got other guys funneling into those holes, into those windows. So by that time, usually the front four, if you got a mean front four, they're there. So the type of defense that they play, I don't think it merits that you got to have some lockdown corner. Now, it's good to have them because at times you got to do that, got to switch it up. But as long as your front four is as dominant as ours is, the Niners, that is, I think you're okay. So address that offensive tackle. Give up a first round. Do what you got to do to try to get a better. I'm just not satisfied. I do not feel good with the Niners right now in that tackle position.
And no offense to the rookie Justin School, but it's just that's a big ask for a guy to come in week three. I love the way you describe that defensively and how it works and them getting home with four and you can drop seven. And it to me, it gives the case for Ramsey even more, though, because of what Lewis Riddick was saying about his ability, much like Richard Sherman, long, faster than Sherman, maybe not as good a tackler as Sherman just yet, but the same kind of rangy, tall, physical corner that you could just rush for, and you would have a pretty dominant secondary with him back there.
He's not short. Witherspoon's probably taller than Witherspoon's a
big. This is the beginning of his third season. I'd like to see what we have in him before everyone wants to run him out or move him to the slot for bringing in Jalen Ramsey. It's no disrespect to Ramsey. Two first-round picks. The Niners are not Kansas City. We've got to stay realistic here. Stick with the plan. Ramsey is extraordinarily talented, but two first-round picks and a contract that's going to pay him what? It's got to be around probably like $18 million a year. Damn, that's giving up a lot. A lot.
It's just
did I say a lot?
It's a lot.
Rich. It's too rich. Dude.
How big is the price?
It's
a lot.
Too rich.
A little 21 Savage
like butter
for
on the steak.
For the
too
younger demo. I liked what Lewis said, though. He said it would be the cherry on top. So put aside whether they trade for him or not. He
what's
sees
underneath?
This team as a great dessert that might be just a cherry away.
What's under the cherry?
Whipped cream and ice cream. Hold the banana. We're not talking banana split. The banana in a smoothie, not with ice cream.
Why has it got to be a dessert? Why can't it be a fruit salad?
It could, but you wouldn't necessarily put a cherry on top of a fruit salad.
Would you start it at the bottom?
No one drops
a cherry in and then puts cantaloupe on top of it.
First of all, if it's a maraschino cherry, it's too sweet for a fruit salad. And if it's a cherry with a pit in it, you wouldn't put that in a salad.
Is it cherry fruit?
A cherry, it is fruit, Joe.
So you can put fruit in a fruit salad from what I understand the definition to be.
But the cherry on top refers to the maraschino cherry, which is the super syrupy cherry that you would put in a Shirley Temple
Lewis
or on an ice cream dessert.
Lewis didn't say that.
He was definitely not. Get Riddick on the phone. Ask him if he was talking about
somebody
pits.
Text Riddick
no
and
pits.
Find out
that's
which
nice.
Cherry
that's
he
nice.
Was referring to. We don't care for the rest of the take.
Thank
we just
you.
Like to know about the cherry, please.
Pits or no pits? It is pits week, so.
You are.
Thank you.
That was a big home. Final, that was like 12 minutes for you. You had like three
good.
Really good ones
you're
in
good
there.
Right there, boy. That was all
got him out.
He's going to stink the rest of the way out. You are listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, a radio.com sports station. Good morning and welcome to your 7 o'clock hour of Joe Lo and Dibs here on 95.7 The Game. Exceptional to have you with us today. As always, we really do appreciate your time. Thank you. Thank you for riding along with us, at least for some of your commute. Breakfast with Baldy, your next opportunity to win, is at 8:15. Steve Mariucci, former head coach of the Niners, current 95.7 The Game football insider, will join us at 8:30. Cam Inman is at 9:05. And a reminder, our promise to you, no radio station in the Bay Area, no radio show in the Bay Area will cover football more than this show right here. We personally guarantee more football coverage on this show than you can get on any other radio show in all the Bay Area. Try us. Try. We will talk ridiculous concepts surrounding the sport of football into the ground, which is what we've been doing very, very well as of late. I want to ask the take your pick poll question before we jump back into Jalen Ramsey, because I want to put it out to the callers. We had him on yesterday. If you know the price tag is two first rounders, how many of you are still interested in buying on Jalen Ramsey? 888-957-9570. Two first rounders and a contract for Jalen Ramsey. 888-957-9570. The take your pick poll question brought to you by FH Daily Chevrolet will be up on the website soon at 957thegame.com. Which opponent poses a greater challenge? This weekend's the Pittsburgh Steelers, or in 2 weeks, the Cleveland Browns?
I think Cleveland is a tougher foe because of what you saw them do to the Jets on Monday Night Football. That defense is ferocious, and not just the breaking of Trevor Siemian's ankle by Myles Garrett, but that was a reminder that he gets after it. You don't have Joe Staley, and it's going to be a big Monday night spot, and you might be shouldered with 3-0 pressure and Joe and Lowe parlay pressure that could still be intact.
No pressure there.
I think all of that builds to a possible crescendo. Even if you lose to Pittsburgh, I think the Cleveland game is still more daunting for me.
It's Cleveland. And Myles Garrett, and that's what
look
I'm saying.
Look at you too, church pew seat draws.
You're going to get this. The Steelers are going to be this is going to be a tough game. I'm just saying, far as a matchup for this young tackle, and you're talking about keeping Jimmy G healthy, hell, this guy has no chance against Myles Garrett. And if you think I'm kidding, turn on that Pittsburgh. Go watch that last game against the Jets and see what he did to that young tackle. He put him in the quarterback's lap, picked him up, forklifted him, threw him around, slapped him, rubbed him, and said, "Here, sit down." I mean, it was ugly. And you go one-on-one with Myles Garrett, you're talking about Jimmy G protecting the quarterback, you better protect him. So, by far, Cleveland is going to be tough, especially on that tackle.
Mason Rudolph, what do you expect from him this weekend? He was at Oklahoma State. He's 6'5", 230. He is a big, physical quarterback. He's got a big arm. He threw the ball all over the lot at Oklahoma State, but that is obviously a very, very different time and a very different level of opponent than what they'll see this weekend against the Niners. Is this a situation against Pittsburgh where we're going to need to lean more on the defense to pull out the win or the offense? Game one, it was the defense. Game two, it was both, right? Like, you're not going to go wrong picking a side on who won that game, although you'd probably want to give the edge to the offense because they look so damn good coming off of what we saw in the Tampa game. But you could go either way. Who's it going to need to be in the Pittsburgh game?
I think it's going to be defense because I think you're going to have an offense that the 49ers run. I think you're going to see a lot of that for the Steelers. A run team, play action, boots. Rudolph can move. He can run. He can extend plays outside the pocket. Look for some deep come over routes. Look for them to try to move guys. Get Juju running across, trying to exploit his speed. Don't keep him in the pocket. They know about the Niners pass rushers. They're going to move the pocket. They're going to get to the perimeter. They're going to try to run some zones, some stretch plays, and the quarterback is going to turn his back to the defense and take some shot plays. So I think the defense is going to be challenged this week. Without a doubt, this defense will be challenged. They're going to get the ball out of his hand, look for some bubble screens, look for a lot of trying to do quick passes and running the ball. They're going to try to win on first and second down so they can take some shots.
This is a Jimmy Garoppolo game. This is definitely a Jimmy Garoppolo game. The first 2 weeks of the season, the Steelers went against Tom Brady on the road and Russell Wilson at home. Combined, Brady and Wilson completed 54 of 72 passes, which is 75%.
Oh, boy.
640 yards, 6 touchdowns, no interceptions. Let me give you that stat line again for Brady.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.